الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أوحينا إليك كما أوحينا إلى نوح والنبيين من بعده إلى قوله تعالى وآتينا داود زبورا. After discussing all the various objections the Yahud, the Nasara and the Munafiqeen had made, and then the fairness and the justness of the Quran Sharif, that those that had accepted Islam sincerely and truly, like Abdullah ibn Salam, and their great qualities they had, that also Allah mentioned. And all this, as we have been repeatedly saying, Allah has brought it in the Quran Sharif, which the Muslims are going to read, so that we take lessons. We don't make the same mistakes what the Yahud and the Nasara, what the Munafiqeen did. And what good qualities they had, we try and imbibe those good qualities within us also. So here now Allah explains another objection which the Yahud had with regard to the Nabuwat, to the prophethood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that was that why was the Quran Sharif revealed in piecemeal, bit by bit? Why wasn't it given as one whole kitab at one time as Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam was given? So the lesson for us to learn in here is that when a person doesn't want to accept the truth, then the reality, then he just keeps on making excuses. The famous saying in Urdu, agar tu hi na maane to baat hai hazar hai. If you don't want to accept, you can make 1,000 excuses. Or to understand it also, a mother puts her child in the cot to sleep, but the child still wants to play. So it makes excuses, I'm hungry. It's not hungry. It doesn't want to be in the pot. It wants to be out and it wants to play. It's just making excuses. So that is how our nafs also is. When we don't want to accept the truth, we will find thousands of excuses. This point, that point, and even points from deen itself we will take out. As the Quran Sharif says, يُدِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. By the Quran Sharif, many people are misguided also. And many people are guided also. It all depends what is within a person. When a person truly and sincerely wants to obey and fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, then he accepts readily whatever the arguments, whatever the proofs, etc. are. And when he doesn't want to, the thing can be as clear as daylight, but he does not want to accept. So, like for example today, with this same-sex business and all this business, a person, if he comes and he tells you, he's got a beard, everything, and he tells you, I'm a woman, and you must accept me as a woman. Now, how can you accept such a person? He's clear cut. You can see clearly he's a man. If you go and see in detail his biological system, he's got everything what a man has got. But he says, I'm a woman, and you must accept me as a woman. And today, for all that, there are excuses which people find for justifying for all that. And the truth and reality which is clear cut, that he is a man and he must be accepted as a man. But that is not the norm. So things are going. So a great lesson for us to learn in all these matters, that we should not make excuses and find excuses. We should see what is the truth, and for that make lot of dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah guides our hearts to the right. Then the heart will click onto the right very easily. But if the hearts are towards dunya, towards the life of this world, the enjoyment of this world, the pleasure of this world, etc., then the things of akhirat do not make sense to a person. Then he finds fault with all those things. But when his heart is connected with akhirat, with Allah Ta'ala, with deen, and that is what is called the islah of a person. A person can have any amount of knowledge, any amount of experience also, but it is when islah is made, when the heart is connected now with Allah Ta'ala, and Akhirat is the focus, then everything makes sense. So in that light, Allah Ta'ala reveals these ayat so that we can take lessons from them. And we will discuss that further tomorrow, inshallah. But for us, it is that we take this lesson basically that whatever Allah Ta'ala has revealed, and that Akhirat is our objective, not just dunya. Dunya is a place of preparation. The real object and the result of things will come out in the Akhirat. We must not make this dunya like the dunya people, which are the kuffar. They made this dunya the object. And clear proof that it is totally wrong is that what you work for your whole life, you make up your whole big investments, etc., your big money, but at the end of life you leave it all behind. That is a clear proof that this dunya is not the object of life. And those who prepare for the Akhirat, that when they die, they are going towards it. So that is clear proof that is what is the purpose of life, the Akhirat, and not this dunya. So we should take that lesson from here also, that we do not fall in the same trap as the Jews, the Munafiqeen, and then they just started looking for excuses. And like that, we will make ourselves look biased also. That for this ayat, this reason, this hadith, that's why this is what is correct. But whereas that is not at all. That is exactly what the Jews had done, and the Quran warns us here that we do not fall in that trap. May Allah Ta'ala guide us to righteousness and turn our hearts towards Akhirat, towards Allah, and we prepare for that life and use this life for what it is, and that is to prepare for the Akhirat. And Allah has been so kind and merciful that He has not made this dunya haram for us. We can, this dunya is the place to benefit from for the Akhirat, but not that we benefit for in this dunya only and we forget our Akhirat.